So, speaking of bands who took the easy route, next we've got Jerkatorium.
Got a fifth in the drawer and a six in the fridge, and it's ten, so it's okay to drink. I won't quit my job, I'll just stop showing up, and I'll wait here for the other shoe to drop. I'll stop paying off all these bills and devote more time to the booze and pills. Off the grid for a month or two and devote more time to you. Moonshine's fine for Appalachia, prison's fine for prison wine. Bats of gin can't end age, your liquid starshine's just divine. Anesthesia plus aphasia, leave your worries far behind. Welcome to the new Fantasia liquid starshine.
I really liked your slide guitar playing on the bridge on this one. Ryan, that was probably my favorite part of the song, so good job. In retrospect, this song really needs a banjo, so you should have just... You should buy a banjo for the next time we need one.
I've threatened to buy a banjo, and my dad says don't dare because he has like an extra spare one, and but I haven't just gotten around to bringing it. And because I always think like, now when am I going to use a banjo? Well, I would have used a banjo.
Yeah, it would have sounded great too. If we don't win this fight, it's because you don't have a banjo.
Yeah, and usually I just say, oh, you know, we don't need any new instruments. They're all the VST stuff. Is great. No, VST banjos are crap. How about we put Paco on the spot and then we'll
make him
we'll
say nice things on, about our song,
then we'll gang up on him after.
Do you go on, Paco?
Honest, no, if there's something I don't like, I'll tell you, but I don't know what it is, honestly, because it's I don't know how you guys do it. I mean, you know, people say, oh, Paco, he's a machine, but it's in some ways that's true. I'm trying to break free of that, but I don't know how you guys can put that stuff it's complex sounding to me. You know, maybe because I'm come from a caveman angle and everything, but it's like the rhythms, the structure, the chord structure, the melodies, you know, the harmonies. I don't know what you're doing with those. In this one, the toot toots in the background, it's going to be some pitch shifted vocals things that I don't know. I just, you know, it sounds great. The guitar's all knocked me out of the park. That thing was bananas. The second one, especially with that big run at the end, was.
Oh, the guitar solo?
Oh, I was dying.
I've mentioned this before. I can't be bothered to do a lot of extra takes anymore. So I just do like one take and then push the wrong notes where I want them to be. So.
Cheater.
It sounds great. It sounds great. It sounds like, you know, it's just ripping guitar. I love it. It's so clean, too. You know.
Yeah, thank you, Logic Pro X. For fixing all of my errors.
No, I thought, you know, I'm sure you've heard this before, but I thought of, you know, sometimes it was like, this could be in a movie, you know, maybe somewhere in the middle or near the, even in the credits, but also a TV show theme, you know, it's just because it charges along with this, like, but hey, everything's all right, but look at us, even though we're talking about. And I loved this, the dedication to oblivion. I said, boy, is that just a great. That's a metal title. You know, the dedication to oblivion was the theme of, you know, like, come on, you know. You'll have to redo that in the metal style. But I thought this was great fun, the whole crampsy, you know, new kind of kicks thing. Let's find, you know, formaldehyde and just woohoo, kind of blow our brains out through chemicals and self-destruction. I thought that was a great idea with the get in the jalopy and go 150 miles an hour down the highway thrill ride of it, too, you know. I like the way the basses build, you know, and the loopy vocals. The lead vocal, there was some great, like, you started soaring and getting a little high, and I was like, I'd like to hear a little bit more of that in a couple places.
Yeah.
You know, but it was great. Very good voice that you could probably do anything you want with, you know, which is what I try and think about mine. It's just, it's such a goony kind of tune, you know. I loved where this went, the whole song. The vocals were great. The background vocals were great. The guitar thing, the charging rhythm. I like how things, you know, you come back to the chorus and there's like a different pattern being played in the background and stuff like that. It's I love the subtleties that add up to this whole thing. And you guys crank them out, you know. I get it. And this one's great fun. I enjoyed the hell out of it. I'm not just saying it because you put up with me technical
because we've got a gun to your
bumble
head
bumble. So seriously, that's what I think. I don't really have anything criticism. I'd like to hear the vocal maybe do a little more, not operatic, but you know, maybe stretch a couple lines out and give it a little extra gusto.
Yeah. I hear that.
Yeah, well, that's how you end up in my side of the record, Ben, too. Anyway, great stuff, seriously.
Cool, thanks, Paco. Let's move on to Kyle Rogers.
Oh, we're not going to talk about our own song?
Oh, did you want to? Did you have anything to say?
It's up to you.
No, I was just going to let this one lie. But no, I agree with Paco's criticism. I was pretty lazy during the vocal recordings of this. So, everything was sort of, you know, within a comfortable part of my vocal range. So I only, hit an octave or stretched, a couple times during the song. And actually, if we skip ahead to Kyle Rogers a little bit, I feel like he makes some really nice falsetto shifts into high notes that I think are really effective. And I kind of wish I would try stuff like that instead of just playing it safe and easy. So sometimes, you know, it's worth it to stretch.
I think that we could have used easily an extra week to polish this song up, and we just didn't have it, of course, you know. I'd made most of the piano line really boring because I didn't think that we'd end up mixing it that high. And also I would have redone the backing vocals to better support the lead vocals if I'd had time, and I can just hear a ton of stuff in there that I'd like to change now. But also one of the big things is that criticism that I had for Glennie's song. You know, this song also, I don't think, is funny enough. You know, I thought the lyrics were kind of clever and, you know, that might be enough to carry it. But in retrospect, it isn't. It's just sort of presenting this situation, and it's not a really funny situation. It's just kind of clever choice of words, I think, for some of it. But yeah, not enough. You know, the impetus of the lyrics to this was that in the past, I'd occasionally kind of find myself reaching for a bottle and then realizing, you know, that oops, I'm going to have to drive somewhere in a half hour, or oops, the workday isn't over yet, or oops, it's only 11 a.m. even if it is a Saturday or something. So I'd then, you know, put the bottle down, and there's kind of some pathetic humor in that, but not a whole lot. So, also just to let you know, again, my PSA aspect, turpentine will kill you. Formaldehyde will kill you. Do not drink it. Your organs will shut down, and that is not a cool way to die. So don't drink turpentine or formaldehyde. They will give you organ failure, and you will die, and it's not cool. Also, Bud Light and PBR probably will do the same thing.
Just over time.
Yeah. Yeah.
If done properly.
If administered correctly, PBR will also cause organ failure.
I really like the honky-tonk tack piano.
The what?
The piano in this one, it's like a piano preset called Before the Talkies. Yeah. And I think what makes it sound like it does, like it's played in a saloon, is that, you know, on the hammers for the pianos, they would put tacks on them. So it would sound more percussive when it hit the string and a little bit louder. And they had to do that in saloons where it was really loud and you couldn't hear the piano play. So I just think that honky-tonk piano sounds cool. And kind of hokey, too, but in a cool way.
It's good in limited doses. You don't want too much of that. You could start getting a little wobbly feeling or something.
Yeah. It'll shut your organs down.
Right. Good stuff, guys.